Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget you can subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. That's what my thousands and thousands of subscribers like about it, because it comes on Sunday and it kind of gets them revved up a little bit, get their head in order for the week ahead. Kathy Candlin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine C. Candlin, to be more specific, as her mother might call her, is the president and CEO of Advantage Human Resourcing. That's what we're going to talk about, some interesting ways to staff your dream, to get the folks that you need to do whatever it is that you need to do. And she's our new friend. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. And folks, as you know, I'm on location. I'm live from the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation. Kathy, thanks for coming in. Your business is based in Stamford, which is about 15 minutes or 30 minutes, depending on the traffic, right?
That's correct.
Away from Norwalk. Tell us a little bit about your company. Now, you founded this company, didn't you?
I did. I actually founded the company in Washington, D.C., and it's been over 21 years. And
started when you were six.
I wish. But I've learned a lot over the years, and I think the thing that maybe is most helpful to share with entrepreneurs and business owners is that what I learn over and over again is that it's very important in the context of a value proposition for your clients, customers, that you always go back to what you're really passionate about, and what you believe that you're really good and competent at, and at the same time how you can drive an economic engine or results around those two components. And in the evolution of our business, we have looked at those same three things: what are people's skills and experience that they're good at and they're motivated by, and how to put those to work in a way that they can make a living and grow and become the people that they want to be.
And let other people do the things that they're good at.
Absolutely.
To fulfill those other assignments. You know what our grandmothers would have said, don't you? My grandmother would have said, stick to your knitting.
Yes, yes. And the knitting looks different depending on what's happening in the marketplace and where you're located and who you're servicing, but you have to always keep going back to those core basics.
Mm-hmm.
Skills and experience, where and what are you motivated to do, and how do you fit in that environment?
What is it that you love? What is it that you do that you think nobody else can do that's really true, not just you being possessive of things?
Yes.
And focus on those things. And especially the things that if you don't do them, the customer won't get served as well.
Correct.
And anything else, and I've said this, I've written about this, I've been talking about this for years. Folks, anything else, you got to ask this question: must this be done in-house?
Yes, absolutely.
And if the answer is not a resounding yes, find a way to let somebody else stick to that knitting.
Yes, in fact, it's interesting that you bring that up, because, you know, there's been a fair amount of negative press about offshoring, and if you look at the whole concept around that, it really is about figuring out where we get the work done in a way that puts people's talents to work best. And rather than it being an intimidating or a negative experience for us, it could really be exhilarating and give people the opportunity to add value in the markets, in the location, doing the things that they can do better than anyone else in the world.
It amazes me when I hear small business owners complaining about outsourcing or offshoring, because the truth is, in the 21st century, the concept of a big company thinking of outsourcing is the best thinking that they could do for us.
Absolutely. And it's not a bad thing for the worker. It gives us the opportunity and the privilege to figure out, again, what you do better or best, and put those talents to work. And when you're really focused on that, you start to learn that you're able to do things you never thought were possible. But if you're stuck in, what might be or could have been around skills or ways of doing things that are not as efficient as they can be, you do just get stuck.
You know, we got to go to a break in a few seconds, but before we do, Kathy, every small business every day struggles with things that annoy them that must be done, but they're not putting they're not serving directly a customer. They're not putting rocks in the box directly. You know, there's something that's got to be done, but it annoys us. And the more it annoys us, the more unproductive we become. And the good news in the 21st century is there are resources available to take those things off of our table, off of our desk. And when we come back, I want you to help us with that. Great. Kathy Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, she's the president and CEO of Advantage Human Resourcing. We're going to bore down into this a little bit more and specifically talk about how some interesting ways to staff your company, to staff your dream. Tony Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having more fun than the law allows at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation. Kathy Cannon is in front of me, and your business is very near here in Stamford, Connecticut. I'm in Norwalk, just a nine iron, maybe a three wood away, depending on the traffic, right?
Absolutely.
Is this your first time to the center?
Yes, it's fabulous. What a great place to have a conference.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. They've done a great job, and I'm glad you like it. Okay, Kathy, we've been talking about... Well, I'll tell you what, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
It's advhr.com, and our phone number, if anyone's interested, is 1-800-WORKING, W-O-R-K-I-N-G.
advhr.com. For Advantage Human Resources.
advhr.com. That's correct.
All right, what do we find when we get there? What does that website look like?
Well, the website will obviously tell you a little bit about our services. It'll also help you know how you could apply or register interest in a career opportunity on a temporary or project or direct hire basis. And if you're a small business owner looking to bring in talent for a project or a product rollout or promotional of any kind, you can also understand how you can reach us to help us bring in auxiliary or complementary staff for that project. And if you're in the process of making a decision about hiring someone in a direct basis, a permanent longer-term resource, we can help you do that as well.
So basically you're a staffing company.
We are.
And so how does what you do fit with what we've been talking about earlier in the previous segment about focusing on what you do, let other people do what they do? How does what you do fit with that?
The way we work is about finding, identifying, and retaining the right talent at the right time for the right results, whether that's a one-day situation or years and years. And it allows businesses to, in the best sense of the word, import and export talent on an as-needed basis without having to compromise the quality of that talent and retaining all the flexibility that's really important to running a profitable, flexible, and a business that can move with some speed. And we're able to do that because the way we recruit and retain individuals who come to work with us is unique in the marketplace. We offer career development opportunities. We offer advice, benefits, to include health care. And so it makes it so individuals can do the same thing that we're advocating businesses do, and that is figure out how they want to manage their lives in the context of the things that are most important to them.
What about human resources management? If I knew I was going to need two employees over the next 12 months.
Yep.
Full time.
Yes.
And I said, look, I've got business. I need to take care of customers. I'm not good at that. I'm good at what I do. Yes. I'm not good at hiring people, finding people. I'm not good at making sure I got the right people. Can you help people? Do you help people with that?
We can absolutely. That's exactly what we do, and we can bring the people in.
Because I know you've seen them pulling their hair out.
Yeah.
Customers coming to you, small business owners coming to you and saying, look, I got to have some help, but I don't have time to find them.
That's correct. And we can bring in the management level talent that you need, or we can bring in individuals who will actually perform the work.
Some headhunting?
Yeah, we do. It's really, in some ways, it's an outsourcing derivative, if you will, only the talent is at the client site, and the talent is there working with the client rather than perhaps in a more of a traditional outsourcing sense. And what it does is it gives people, it gives firms, business owners, and organizations the flexibility that they need without incurring the long-term costs.
Right.
And it gives individuals an opportunity to move from one assignment or one project to another, which is what happens in the marketplace anyway.
Right, exactly. Given. Well, now, give us some examples of some, you know, without mentioning any customers' names, give us some examples of a story, a scenario that you've had customers to come to you with that you've helped them.
We've worked with a number of different investment banks, both small and large banks, bringing in the deal group, the people that are running the analytical works on deals and organizing meetings with clients.
Some of that sounds like confidential work.
Oh, yes.
And so how do you deal with, you know, that sounds a little dicey, bringing in staffing people for confidential work.
Yes, we go through a rigorous screening process. And
these people bonded? Can they be bonded?
Yes, they're absolutely bonded.
Okay.
They do sign binding confidentiality agreements. And I have to tell you that in 21 years of being in business, we've never had a lawsuit or an issue around
good
confidentiality.
For you. Sounds like you do your job.
Yep, it's important. Again, if you're someone who's moving from one opportunity to the next, the credibility of the next opportunity is based on how you handled the last
one. Well, and you've learned, Kathy, I know, based on what you're telling me and based on what I know about your company, you've learned that your customers aren't looking for people. They're looking for getting the job done with confidence.
That's exactly.
And take the peace of mind, get the peace of mind that that's going to happen.
That's correct. And individuals are looking for that as well. People who are performing the work and offering the services want very much to go good places where they feel they fit and the skills and the experience alignment is good for them, and they're motivated to do the work.
Right. Kathy, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm at the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation, and if you hear noises in the background, heels clicking and people talking, it's because there's a lot of stuff going on here at the Dolce Norwalk Center. I'm sitting across from Kathy Candlin. She's the President and CEO of Advantage Human Resourcing. We got more to come right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Game, the Small Business Advocate. That's Kathy Cannon, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning.
She's amazed at what I'm doing here. It's not that amazing, Kathy. Just the magic of technology and an incredibly talented host. I mean, you know, you got those combinations and a beautiful guest, an extremely professional, successful guest. Folks, we got the perfect storm here for a wonderful radio show. It's just magical, and it's like a dream come true for me, and my audience tells me that all the time. Jim, we just, you know, it's just like a dream come true listening to your show. That wasn't supposed to be funny, Kathy. Okay, Kathy Cannon, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine C., as her mother would want to say. Kathy, she's the president and the founder, chief executive officer of Advantage Human Resources. Give us your website one more time.
It's ADV, as in Victor, HR.com.
ADV for Advantage, HR for Human Resources.com. ADVHR.com. And basically, you help people with human resources solutions.
Correct. We provide talent to businesses and opportunities to individuals.
Right. All right. Now, if somebody is in another part of the country, and I know you work with people all over the place.
Yep.
But let's say they got one three blocks away, somebody who does what you do in Bangor, Maine, or Portland, Oregon, and there's a company around the corner. What would be your suggestion to interview those people. They say, okay, we're going to call Kathy, but we want to shop around a little bit. What would they do? How would they approach that company, and what are the kinds of things that they would want to interview them about?
Well, I think that working with a staffing company can be and should be a very important relationship and part of how you're running your business. And you want to make sure that that company understands the business that you're in. You want to make sure that they're knowledgeable and that they provide the types of talent that you perceive down the road you may need, or the type of talent that you need right now. You want to make sure that their screening and their interviewing process is professional and protects you against any liability or risks. And the confidentiality issue that we talked about earlier, Jim, is very important. As you bring talent in and out of your organization, you want to know that they're trustworthy and that they're the right talent producing the right results. So you're really interviewing the staffing firm to make sure that they have in their systems and in the way that they work and in their culture the things that will be really important to supporting your needs.
Well, the product of your company is talent to other companies, and those people are going to be bringing those human beings to touch their customers, to deal
Absolutely.
With their associates, to deal with their partners, to deal with the people they hope to do business with, whatever. And so they're basically putting their baby into your hands, aren't they?
That's correct.
And so you've got to make sure that, I mean, it's a due diligence process that you've got to go through if you're hiring a staffing company.
Yes, and so many times companies just look at experience and skills. And as we all know, the benefit of getting the right talent producing the right results is you have to certainly look at skills and experience, but you also have to look at the motivational factors. Why would someone be interested in the job or the assignment or working for your company? And do they fit? Is it the right environment for them? 85% of people leave jobs for fit factors.
Really?
And so that's a really important component.
You know, we've known a long time that people don't leave. The number one reason people leave is not money.
No,
it's happiness. They're not appreciated, or they're not happy with what they're doing. It's not about money, is it?
That's correct. Or they're in an environment where they don't feel that they can be as successful, and they're not motivated by what they're doing. Those are really, in my opinion, more important factors than the skills and experience.
Right. Got
to have the skills. Got to have, to some degree, have the experience. But we see opportunities often where someone's got the right attitude and the right motivation, and they feel they fit in the environment,
mm-hmm.
and they can compensate for some lesser skills in some cases as
right.
a result of that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Now, let's talk about your company. How many employees you got?
We employ over 11,000 people a year. And I started the business 21 years ago. Our first year in business, we had sent out to work probably about 102
mm-hmm.
people. And many of those people stay with us for years.
Wow.
Some of them come and go. The average retention factor for us is 9 months, and the industry average is 6 weeks.
Wow. Congratulations.
So,
well, you guys, obviously, you've got a quality organization. Kathy, advhr.com.
Correct.
Folks, check it out. This is an example of a high class, high quality company. If you want to compare her to whoever else you're looking for, you do business with people all over the country?
We do.
All right.
Correct.
So you can work with her there. advhr.com website. Give us a phone number again.
1-800-WORKING is the easiest way to access the local geography.
Thank you, Kathy, for being
thank
here. Good
you.
Job today.
Fun.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.